"Indeed," replied the damsel. "As I was saying, then, my father, the King Tenacrio the Wise, was very skilled in magic. He foresaw that my mother, Queen Jaramilla, would die before him, and that he himself would follow suit soon after, leaving me an orphan. Still, all this upset him far less than the fact that an enormous giant, lord of a large island just a stone's throw from our kingdom, whose name was Pandafilando the Scowler, because, although his eyes are perfectly well placed, he continuously squints as if his eyes were crossed, not because he has trouble seeing, but in order to strike fear and dread into the hearts of everyone he meets. This terrible giant, according to my father, would invade the kingdom as soon as I was orphaned. My only escape would be to marry him. But my father knew that I would never think of doing that, or of marrying any other giant, for that matter. He advised me not to remain in the kingdom after he died, and not to resist Pandafilando's invasion, but to leave immediately for Spain, where I would enlist the help of a famous knight whose name, I believe, was Don Azote, or Don Gigote.